Oh yes, I think so. It couldn't really be otherwise. But what's happened this year is that because a lot of people have been staying home, not going on holiday, there are huge crowds in Edinburgh, crowds from all over the world too, but particularly a lot of Scots, a lot of English. And so almost every show is sold out. There's a real buzz around the festival this year. And so I've been even more privileged really to be able to get into the shows in the first place. Now that's not to say that everything I've seen has been brilliant, but it's really given me it's like being going on a comedy safari. I think I've seen every type of flora and fauna that's possible in the comedy world.
Well, who have been the big beasts on your comedy safari so far?
There's an interesting rule with regards to the comedy awards, which is that you can't consider for the award anybody who regularly plays to crowds of more than 500. And so one of the acts I've seen who wouldn't qualify in that regard is Reg Hunter. Now, he's the guy who a lot of people will know from Have I Got News for You? And he was hilarious. And that kind of polish is rare when you're seeing most of the acts on the fringe.
Edinburgh is kind of like, the festival is kind of like exams for clowns. It's sort of, you got to show your work, you got to show what you've been thinking about, you know, and what you've been experiencing. Stand-up comedy is a great account of where a comic is at. And if you see a comic doing the same jokes year in, year out, then that's a sign of arrested development.
Of the acts that aren't wouldn't sell 500, of people you haven't heard of so much, people I've really enjoyed have been included Tim Key, who is he's kind of got something of the Eric Morecambe and the Tommy Cooper about him. There's something deliberately shambolic. There's also a group called Pajama Men who are they're two guys. They only wear pajamas and they have no props. And so they basically have created a play which has about 16 to 20 characters, and they've managed to distinguish between all these characters purely through physical gesture and the clever use of their hands. So there's a couple of emo rockers in there who have very funny hairstyles, and that's how you know who they are. Now they're remarkably adept at doing this, and it's a real bravura skill that they have.
The Guardian's comedy critic Brian Logan wrote recently about a new wave of offensiveness in live comedy. Has there been much sign of that in Edinburgh?
Well, I think what I would say is that in terms of the real offensiveness, the stuff that used to get Ben Elton and his ilk up in arms in the 80s, perhaps not so much. I think there's almost a consensus among comics that racism is bad, and there's lots and lots of comics will go for jokes about racists. So, and in a way, that feels slightly dated in itself. But what I find offensive is what a lot of people, I think, and a lot of comics here now consider mainstream. You've got to understand that what Brian's writing about, while it may be the new offensiveness, has not just appeared this year. It's been in act for 4 or 5 years. Brendan Burns won the Comedy Award 2 years ago with his show, so I suppose this is offensive now. So it's been gradually coming in and coming in, but now it's almost in everybody's act. And that sort of stuff it's about porn. It's about genders, but it can be quite unpleasant. It's about rape sometimes. It's a lot more sexual and gender oriented, but it's almost always told by male comics, and I kind of find it quite offensive. But what strikes me is how mainstream it appears, not just to the comics, but to the audiences too, who I have to say are quite often evenly split between men and women.
Now, Paul, by the end of this week, you'll have seen 60 acts. Has the experience of seeing so much live comedy changed your view of what makes it good?
I think what I do know is that comedy will always be highly subjective. I think ultimately you've got to go with what makes you laugh. That ultimately, an act is good if it makes you laugh. But what can make you laugh can vary widely from person to person. But I think what I've also learned is that there are many, many other ways to skin a cat. That you can make jokes by not telling jokes. You can be incredibly funny through expression rather than delivery.